Now is the day of our salvation. Elder Oscar Akerkum, Oscar Akerkum, Conference Report, April 1952, pages 100-101. I pray that I may enjoy the blessings of our Heavenly Father. I have been deeply impressed, as you no doubt have, with the words we have heard, and I have been deeply impressed by something I have seen this morning. It has impressed me so sincerely that I want to give you the benefit of it. In the crowded condition of this tabernacle, there came at the beginning of the service a mother with four children. The usher provided a blanket for the children to sit upon, and then the mother took a seat quite away up the aisle. These children behaved themselves in splendid fashion. I thought how lovely it was for a parent to have such confidence and faith, and then I was thrilled when we all stood to sing "We Thank Thee, O God," for a prophet to see these children, as if they stood in the Sunday school or primary, sing with enthusiasm. So deeply was I impressed, and so near is it to what is now in my heart to say, that I have taken the liberty to bring this illustration here from our very midst, that of a parent who had trained well and then had faith in her children. Oh, this is the day of our salvation now, not in some great future time but now. This is the day of our salvation. These things that are all about us, this is our opportunity to live, and to practice the glorious teachings of the gospel. One or two things have come to me as I see this day of salvation, things that perhaps we might do. May the Lord bless me that I may be understood in their presentation. They are very simple things. The first is to study prayerfully the word of the Lord. Study prayerfully. That is the key to it, the word of the Lord. I went to the North Jordan State Quarterly Conference not long ago. I was a little early. As I drove my car to the parking place, I saw a young man reading. As I looked closely, I saw it was the Book of Mormon that he was reading, and I walked quietly to the car, and the young man said, "Good morning, Brother Kirkham," and then his father extended his hand toward me. "Well, is this Brother Oscar Kirkham?" I said, "Yes." He gave his name and said, "My son has just been reading the Book of Mormon for me. We read together the Word of the Lord very often. We greatly enjoy the Book of Mormon." He was a blind man. For 8 years he had been blind, and in the conversation that followed he told of the many things that he was grateful to the Lord for, one of which I recall. "I have three sons down at Brigham Young University. They have earned their way. We are a very happy family. This is the day of our salvation. That brother will meet the tomorrow and enjoy it to the full. This is the day that we must be mindful of, and devote our best to its many blessings. Let us study prayerfully the words of God." The great Shakespeare, when asked by Bacon, "Where did you get your inspiration for the great plays which you have written?" replied, "From the Psalms of David." I want to read just a few lines from one of these great Psalms, the Word of God. These lines have stood the test of time. They are most worthy of our careful reading and meditation. Here are words that have been read by millions and set to some of the finest music in the world. You will recognize them at once, but read them again. There are deep and beautiful inspirations in them. Just the first few lines: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul." Alma in the Book of Mormon gave these words of counsel to his son Helaman: "For I do know that whatsoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials, and their troubles, and their afflictions, and shall be lifted up at the last day. But behold, I say unto you, that by small and simple things are great things brought to pass, and small means in many instances doth confound the wise." And from a revelation given through the prophet Joseph Smith on the day when the gospel was opened up in England to Thomas B. Marsh, these lovely words are taken. This glorious admonition: "Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand, and give the answer to thy prayers." God bless us. This one step we can take today, tomorrow, and the next day, daily, prayerfully, read the Word of God, live and enjoy the gospel of Jesus Christ, carry the word to a friend somewhere that his life may be blessed. Then peace shall come, and God will love and bless us. Now is the day of our salvation. May the Lord bless us. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.